One of Te Aroha's favourite sons is Richard Becht. He's been the Warriors comms manager for, well, probably since they started in 95, and he's kindly joining us today because this weekend it is Indigenous Round, and the Warriors will be featuring their new strip brought by Dynasty called Tukula Paul. And also, as my friend who is formerly with Ungi 2, now Ungi Tūturu, Rangi was saying that Ungi 2 are performing this weekend, Sunday, against, at Te Pārata Tonga, against the Dolphins. Richard Becht with us today. Hey, Richard, kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you?
Yeah, Dale, good. Thanks very much. Earlier this week, Richard gave me a buzz. It wasn't overly helpful as he tried to identify tribal connections with some of our older Warriors, guys like Gavin Hill, like Jason Mackey, like Fiti Taiwa. Did you manage to find them, Richard?
I did, and you can guess who I found them through, of course. The encyclopedic JD, John Devonshire.
John Devonshire. I'm pleased that he was able to help.
Well, I spoke to Gavin directly, actually, to get his, so that was good. So, we've managed to piece them together. So, nice to know where people come from in terms of their heritage.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, the Indigenous Round, just back us up to when the NRL decided that this would be appropriate to put together. It feels like a decade, but it might not be that long.
Yeah, well, I don't know the exact date when it started, but it's been around for some time now. And I hesitate to say with some misgivings, because it's very much an Indigenous round that's tailored towards the Australian Indigenous people. And to a large extent, you can understand that. It is an Australian competition. 16 of the 17 clubs are based in Australia. Natural that they should be focused on their First Nation people. That's understandable. But it's a bit like Anzac Day to me, where there are two parties involved in this, and it would be nice if there was some more official acknowledgement of the Māori side of the Indigenous round. And in the official missive that was put out yesterday, there wasn't. And to me, that's disappointing, but on the positive side of it, as a club, we've paid a lot of attention to it for a number of years now, where we've ended up with the Indigenous round match being played at home in the appropriate week, and this is the round 12. And even if we hadn't, perhaps the next match, we would make sure it was our Indigenous match, where we would put on suitable ceremony and events and flavour to acknowledge, our people. And that's what we'll be doing on Sunday. You've already mentioned Tukula Paul, and also the performance at halftime. We've gotten a welcome from just before kickoff at 6 o'clock from Ngāti Whātua, from Orakai. And then we've got the halftime performance of Kapa Haka. And then we just handed the jersey is probably the biggest statement of all. Now, there is something, I'm just going to branch off here, because there is one area where there's definite combination, let's say collaboration between both Indigenous peoples, and that's at the youth summit that the NRL runs each year. And this is for high school students. They tend to be kind of mid-stream high school age. Four representatives from each club attend this. It's a week-long event. It started on Monday this week. We had four students we were helped by Hapai Tohono in identifying these pupils. We had Mia Makoare from Sancta Maria, Phelan Paitai Tuiatua from Auckland Girls Grammar, Cyrus Holloway from De La Salle College, and John Mungu from Mount Albert Grammar School. So those are the four who represented us, and that gave us representation from our Indigenous people as well at this event. It's been going on for 4 days with, a variety of activities and learning experiences, obviously a fair bit of ceremony around some of the Indigenous Australian ceremonies, and some haka in there as well. That's a nice thing that happens. It involved as well presentations from the girls and boys, and one of our rangatahi got through to the final four. There's two boys, two girls. first time that's ever happened. That's Mia Makuhari. And she ended up coming top of the girls. She's become the youth representative or ambassador from an event last night or yesterday with over 200 guests. And, look, that's a nice thing that that's happened.